When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump. We're going to talk about Trump and him announcing his position on a topic that a whole lot of people were curious about, didn't really know how he was going to handle it. I think there was a wide expectation that he was going to do what he normally does, which is double down on something, especially when it is a contentious topic. That's not what he did in this case. And of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, Trump announced his position when it comes to family planning, reproductive rights. And he basically said, well, it's up to the states. It's up to the states. You know, there's a whole lot of people pushing for a national ban within his party. And he said it was up to the states. He said that he was proudly the person responsible, quote, for ending Roe. But it's up to the states and it would vary. He said many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks and some will have more conservative than others. And that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. Sure, when it comes to one of the most unpopular decisions. Anyway, here's the thing. From a political standpoint, because that is probably how he's looking at it. From a political standpoint, this is literally the worst position he could have taken. Because here's the thing. I know after Roe was shot down, I know that that's what Republicans said. Oh, well, see, now it's up to the states, and they'll get to decide. That was just something that they were using to trick the easily manipulated within their own party. That wasn't actually their position. That was never their position. Their position was to do it at the national level and to go after family planning, reproductive rights in general. That's why you have talk about, you know, getting rid of no-fault divorce. You have talk about contraceptive, IVF, all of this stuff. It all came out of that. It was never supposed to be something that they were going to leave up to the states. It was a move against reproductive rights. So those people who are in favor of restricting rights, they're not going to be happy with this. That's what is often defined as the pro-life voting bloc. They're not going to be happy with this at all. You have Lindsey Graham and Mike Pence. Both of them already coming out against Trump's position, as well as like well-known national organizations. Lindsey Graham said something like that he respectfully disagrees, or something, you know, very Lindsey Graham-ish. Pence said something like, it's a slap in the face. I mean, honestly, it seemed like he had more of a reaction to this than he did the 6th. They're not going to be happy with it. This is not going to help him with that voting bloc. They will see it as a betrayal. And then you have the people who are in favor of, you know, generally having bodily autonomy, reproductive rights. They're obviously not going to be happy with it because it's not a reversal. And, quote, I was proudly the person responsible. When it comes to politics, coalition building, there's not a worse position because you don't get either of the blocks. And you end up exposing the Republican Party's rhetorical trick. oh, it's up to the states. We never meant that. That was just something we were telling those people who would believe whatever we said. Now you've made us look silly. This was not a good political move. You know, he does have a habit of being able to kind of just push through stuff like this. But this is a big one. The voting bloc that he is going to have angered with this, they tend to have pretty long memories. So that was his big announcement that he teased. I don't think it went the way he hoped. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.